and welcome back to Josh and Micah Save the World. It's been a hot minute, just a solid 8 months, you know, nothing too dramatic or unexpected. However, we are back and we are now deciding to do podcasting remotely, as I am in Iowa again, back in Iowa, and Micah is still in Kansas.
And, you know, Corona, so everything's remote right now anyway.
Yes. So we were decided that we would give it a go and see how it turns out. So this will be our test run for tonight, just to talk primarily just about updates and things that have happened and what's all, you know, happening in each other's lives. And
we know you all missed us so much.
Yes. That is definitely why we came back, is because we had so many requests from people to start the podcast.
The public outcry was just incredible.
Yes, that is
incredibly absent.
Yeah. However, we understand, and we were pretty inconsistent when it came to podcast recording back in Lawrence, Kansas. And however, now with the remote podcasting, it's going to be a lot easier to have a consistent setup, and we no longer have to borrow Dana Dreghi's soundboard in order to get this podcast to work. But big thanks and shout out to Dana for letting us use it for that short 3 months before we stopped in mid-November. So we're just going to talk about a few things. But before we get started, we just want to stop and pause and talk about what is going on around us right now. And
we acknowledge there's been some changes since we last had a podcast. Yeah. So
there have been a lot of changes and a lot of things that are going on in our country as well. And so I just wanted to talk about, like, we know just primarily with the pandemic, we know COVID has taken a toll. And just most recently, we've had just seen the racial injustice in our country right now. And we want people to know that we're primarily going to steer away from those topics because there are far better people and resources for you to spend your time listening and watching. And so we encourage you, if you're looking for those resources, this is not the place to look for that information, because there are far better people to look for and look towards for that. And we've always been a podcast that's been more about amusement than education. And so we try to do our best to give people enjoyment and amusement and just enjoy our podcast. But we just wanted to take the time to address those and move forward from there. We'll just talk about what's been happening in the past 8 months with Micah and I. So
when, what has been happening in the last 8 months, Josh?
Oh, a lot of things have happened. I can't remember the last. What was the last podcast we did? Was that on?
I think it might have been Tiny Homes.
That maybe was the last podcast.
I don't remember. I'm gonna have to look now.
Yeah, I think that somewhere around there was our last podcast. And I would say since then, which was in November.
It was November.
We've had, well, Christmas, New Year's, and then everything just kind of transpired. And during that time, as most of you know, I was going to get married in April, on April 18th, which that we held on to as long as we could, probably up until, I don't know, 2 months out-ish. I think we came to the realization that it was probably not going to happen. And so the more that I was thinking about it, and more that Shayna thought about it and talked with her family and I talked with mine, they're just like, why don't we just get married now? And so basically on March 28th, I believe. Yeah, March 28th is when we got married in Pella, Iowa at my dad's church.
You had to think about that a little too long for someone so recently married.
Well, the reason why is because
you've had a different date all in mind this whole time.
I had a different date on mine. Sorry, state of Iowa. But basically, they won't allow you to get married before, like, you have the marriage certificate and everything like that.
Right.
But we had no idea, like, what the timeline would be as far as things closing. And so with the church, it went from like 50 then to 10. And during that time is when we had that, or during the time where it switches when we had that and the courthouse was shut down. And also you couldn't go to the bank in person to get anything notarized. And so Iowa requires you to get it notarized before you go to the like courthouse and give all the documents that you've signed, which wasn't feasible because Shayna was still in Lawrence and I was in Iowa because I had switched jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we technically had to put a different date on our marriage license, but, you know.
Well, you know, those dates are sort of arbitrary anyway because, you know, whatever happens to be on the license isn't necessarily important. You can ask Dana Dreggy about that. He's got a good story about filling out marriage licenses.
Yeah, I think you talked about that the first podcast that
we did.
I think
that might have been, that would have been on the first podcast.
But yeah, so.
It's a good one. Go listen to that story if you
want
to follow.
Yeah, we got married. And then after that, had a 2-day honeymoon in Des Moines, which was.
I don't know if I've heard all of this part of the story. This sounds very interesting. A 2-day honeymoon in Des Moines.
Well, so our original plans were Hawaii. Which we got our refunds on like our Airbnb,
And
the people that were hosting us were really nice about giving us the refunds back. However, airlines, the only thing that they could do was give us a reimbursement, like for tickets,
a voucher to fly later.
Yeah. Which, because for some reason, even though we had like insurance on our tickets, the insurance said that the coronavirus was not a valid way to cancel or a thing to cancel your flight plans about. So we could only get vouchers for to use later on sometime this year because they'll expire at the end of the year. So
1 year.
Which isn't the end of the world. You may or may not be able to use them around Christmas time, but we'll see how things turn out for that. But yeah, we decided to get like a little Airbnb in west side of Des Moines. And just hang out for, 2 days after we got married. And it was pretty uneventful besides, like, watching Netflix. And we didn't really do much outside of, like...
It's not like you can go do a bunch of things in the middle of a pandemic anyway.
Well, that's the thing. And so, like, our travels were mainly to, like, Walmart and Target because we were trying to find a Switch, which they were sold out at that point.
Yes.
So we have one now, but it was just, like... It was fun, and it was really enjoyable. And as far as the wedding and marriage goes, I probably wouldn't change it for anything. It was a really, like, if you wouldn't have known there was a, like, pandemic, you would have assumed it was a normal, small, like, intimate wedding. Because, I mean, everyone in our families, both sides were there, immediate family, I should say. And, yeah, it was just really nice to have that. And I'm thankful we were able to get married when we did, because then shortly after that, things really closed down and a lot couldn't take place. And but so that's one of the main things that happened since last podcast we've had. And second main thing was it talked about moving back to Iowa because now we both live in both Shane and I live in Iowa because we live in West Des Moines right now. And she is going to PA school, which is another big change. And so like right now she's studying in the other, second bedroom. And, it's pretty much each day she goes from 8 to 5 with class. And then afterwards, after dinner, she studies from then till bedtime. And she has tests every, other week, and which basically is kind of annoying, but it's nice 'cause then she has a week off every so often. And so we're able to take time to do that and hang out with friends now that things are loosening up. But, yeah, so I moved back to Iowa first before we got married because I got a job here in West Des Moines. Which that the job I'm still working at and love it and working from home right now, which I'm sure, Micah, you can understand working from home.
Yes, indeed.
And do you enjoy it?
It's definitely got its, like, perks. Like, you know, you can get up and shuffle the kitchen and make your pot of coffee and then shuffle right in and sit down at your desk. And
yeah.
It's kind of nice. It's a little more relaxing pace in the morning for sure.
Do you get dressed like the same? Or like, for example, when you went to work, did you have to like dress up?
I didn't have to dress up too much. It was kind of like a jeans biz cash kind of scenario, working for the university. But like, I still put on real clothes every day because it just helps me to feel more human.
Same thing. Like I
try to anyway. So yeah, I can't just sit at home in my sweats or whatever and just work and feel like I'm being productive. So
yeah,
it's 100% a mental thing, but.
Oh yeah, for sure. But, so yeah, I started as, an associate videographer and editor for a company called Strategic America in West Des Moines. They're a marketing agency and I absolutely love it. I do a lot of, editing of videos of various sorts for a bunch of different clients and, in fact, actually editing some podcasts. So that's turned out well.
Look at all this real world experience you had before going into that.
Yeah, I know.
5 episodes of podcasting.
which those podcasts have been remote too recently. And so figuring out how those work. And, yeah, I'm loving it. And, going back to dressing up, it's interesting because, like, for me, each day we have a what we call a stand-up meeting because I basically was at SA or Strategic America for a week and a half before they're like, okay, everyone go home. and so, like, during those times every day we would have a stand-up meeting at 9:30 basically talking about what we're doing, you know, each day and just
like a overview of everything, so to speak. Yeah.
So we still do that every day. We have like a Microsoft Teams meeting every day at 9:45. So I have to still dress up because people are going to see me. I mean, granted, you don't have to have your camera on, but I just feel weird not having my camera on. And I feel like that's weird towards other people because they can't interact with me. But that's been good. So I still feel like I've connected with people and, like, you know, learned new things and talked with new people. I've still gone out and done quite a bit of photo shoots and video shoots during this time, which that's been a lot of fun. One of the main ones that we did was went out to the water trails in Des Moines River and interviewed people about their opinions on the Central Iowa Water Trails project that's proposed for the next year. And basically went out on a 19-foot trawling boat and sat with the camera gear and basically went up to people and said, hey, would you want to, you know, can we interview you about this while they were also on their boat? And so that was enjoyable. And you definitely met some characters, some really cool characters down there. And yeah, that was probably the most fun I've had so far of just being able to go out. And it was it was a nice day too. Cause that was when I was starting to get back into nicer weather. But that's what I've done as far as why I moved back before. Mm-hmm. And then our actual wedding date, which was April 18th, was when we officially, both of us, moved back. Because after we got married, she still had to work a week back in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. So I moved back to Lawrence for a week after we got married and worked from home down in Lawrence before we moved. Which Micah was there helping out moving and packing all of our stuff. That was before everything transpired, so he was okay, and we were at a safe social distance sometimes.
It's true.
So that's the main things that have happened for me. Micah, what's really gone on in your life the past couple months?
Well, I mean, aside from, you know, everything being tripped upside down from COVID, it's been pretty normal. But, you know, university shut down. They didn't even come back after spring break. So none of the students came back. And so they sent all of us staff home to start working from home. And so I was working from home. And then...
because you're maintenance, correct?
I work in operations, yeah. So, like, over... we are kind of support for the maintenance and facilities team. So, like, nobody was on campus, but then a lot of our guys were still working and, you know, going in, and obviously the building's got to be maintained still, although, you know, one of them, fall into a state of disrepair just because no one's there. And
so all the maintenance guys were still working during this time, correct?
Yeah, for the most part, they went to some very, you know, socially distant shifts and tried to reduce numbers to as low as they could on campus and made a bunch of changes. But yeah, they still had essential workers going in and checking, you know, critical systems on the buildings and stuff like that. So I've been working from home this whole time, just supporting them pretty much like normal. And I just got back fairly recently from a deployment to Western Kansas. So I was out with the National Guard helping out with the COVID testing and stuff like that. So
yeah, I don't think
that kind of came up quick.
Yeah, I don't think we've talked about the fact that you are, in fact, like what they call, I can't think of the term. Pardon. Well, I can't think of this. But you're in
I'm
the,
not sure what you're even fishing for right now.
Well, I'm talking about like you're part of the like National Guard or.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I guess a guardsman is what they say now. So that is sort of a recent change too, since we stopped podcasting, I think, because I was out of the Marine Corps for a while and then joined the Kansas National Guard, and it's been a good change so far. And, but yeah, it's been interesting to see how it is differently for the like a state National Guard would think, you know, they deploy to these state emergencies, and being able to kind of help out in your local community, so to speak, has been kind of a cool change. And so getting to experience that with COVID and going out and helping was kind of, you know, in a weird way, a cool experience. So
yeah,
but so I just got back from that and I've been in quarantine for the last couple of weeks. And
So you went out basically to like distribute tests or.
Yeah, so we ran a mobile, a drive-through testing facility out in Western Kansas, in one of the cities out there that had a high rate of cases. So we were basically, people would just come drive through our testing facility. We were set up at one of the local county fairgrounds out there, and they were, you know, they'd drive through one of the barns where we had set up a testing facility, and they would pull through and get tested and drive away. And I mean, depending on their, like, condition and their, you know, symptoms, they'd either get like a immediate test where we had like a, you know, 15 minutes results, or we'd send out their results for like a 48-hour lab test with the Kansas Health Department, and they would, you know, send us results back 48 hours later from the test. So
then were you the one testing people?
I did not actually end up doing any of the testing directly, so I was helping out more administratively.
Okay.
Kind of behind the scenes. So like people get their test results and we would have to, you know, call them up and, you know, give them the results and that kind of stuff. So that's the sort of stuff that I was doing. So
gotcha. And so you, and then you got back when?
Yeah, it's been like a couple weeks now. Almost a couple weeks, week and a half. Yeah.
So. Okay. So did you go back to last weekend, like go back to work at the university?
Pretty much right away. Yeah. Since we're working from home, I was nearly nothing keeping me from jumping back into work. So.
Yeah.
So I've been back at work and jumping back in, kind of getting readjusted back to working life. So
yeah, a lot of things like change, because I know primarily like before I left, or a lot of things changed as far as how we were involved in Story Hill.
That's true. Yeah, churches kind of everywhere had to adapt pretty quickly, and a big part of that was, you know, stuff we had to do at Story Hill and getting ready to live stream. So I was definitely helping out with that before I left, and I'm jumping back into that now again this week to start helping with our live stream. And
yeah, I will say that's one thing that's been kind of a tricky situation just to figure out with Shane and I, because obviously we want to join a local church and get involved in like a connection, because we were part of one down in Lawrence. But now it's like the best we can do is watch from home, which granted some churches now are slowly starting to open up. However, it's mostly on a, like, you know, you have to reserve a ticket, or they have like their members first as like starting to come back. And, which still is, kind of tricky, because like, even though they're starting to open up, it's, you know, like 50% or whatever they have decided
capacity.
Which in Iowa now it's, I think 50% is gone, and it's depending on what the, you know, establishment wants to do. Which, for example, my home church in Pella, they'd set up like three separate locations inside of their church to like, so they have like the main auditorium, which they can have some like a limited capacity in, and then they have two set like sites, one's upstairs and downstairs that they stream the service to, which, you know, and still, like, even if you were to go, like, talking with my parents, like, you still have to keep like a 6-foot distance from everyone, and
right.
Most of the time you're not really staying and talking to people afterwards either.
Right.
And so even if, you know, we were to go, it's still...
It's not really a church experience where you can sort of gauge if this is going to be the fit for your church home or interact with people in a meaningful way to start.
Yeah.
See if you're going to have a connection or not.
Yeah. And so thankfully we've got, I mean, I've had some connections to people in the Des Moines area. And know at least some people here, so it's not like we don't have any like friends whatsoever, or, like, people that we can at least like, you know, go see or talk to. And in fact, Shayna was able to find one of her one of the students at like that she's one of our classmates at PA school goes to Cottage Grove here in Des Moines, her and her husband, and so we're able to like talk with them, just their experience, and get to know them because they're around our age. So that was at least like something of a nice thing to experience, you know, after being married for almost a month and a half with having little to no contact with anyone besides like our immediate family. And so that's been like a interesting situation. So I'm hoping that in the next couple of weeks that we'll be able to at least go to some church and to some extent, at least meet some people at those churches. Because obviously we want to, there's like at least four churches off the top of mind that we're like at least looking at and considering in the Des Moines area. And, so that's been a tricky thing. And obviously the live streaming factor of churches has been great. Like, I think that's probably like one of the coolest things to see is the switch from being able to do services in person. Cause most churches were not live, like, didn't have the capability to live stream their services or like pre-record their services to put online. Right. Like, that wasn't a thing that anyone thought of before this, really.
Definitely not on many people's radar. I mean, quite honestly, it wasn't really even on, you know, Story Hill's radar.
No.
Totally. It was as a main focal point or even a goal, really.
Well, unless you were, you know, well off, fairly big church, most of the time you didn't have that thought of, maybe you recorded your services, but there was no like, well, we need to put this out online now.
All right.
And so that's been cool to see just how churches have responded to that, and just the different ways that they've gone about doing it.
It was pretty funny the first week we started streaming, because I remember just all of the rush to get something pulled together. But then, like, Facebook and YouTube and everybody that first week, because it was almost like a switch, like the whole country basically shut down in the same week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the churches across America literally were crashing like YouTube and Facebook servers that first Sunday up, trying to just bandwidth ready for that many people to start streaming all at once.
Because you had like a premiere on YouTube, but it wasn't going to be for like another half hour after you wanted to start.
Right. Yeah.
So then you had to put it on Facebook.
Yeah, we had to make a switch real quick because YouTube was not working. Their servers were completely like crashed and nothing was ready to go. So we had like, okay, go to Facebook.
It's interesting too, because now moving forward from this, now that things are slowly starting to move back to normal, like just to see how what will be the new normal from here.
And I think a lot of churches will realize that they need to maintain a little bit higher level in their production ministries and stuff like that to be like, I think a lot of people that weren't streaming at all or recording at all will continue to do so going forward, and you'll see a lot more viewership and engagement that way.
Yeah, for sure. And it even goes into, like, for example, school too, because Shane and I were talking the other night, and just how school will never be the same. There'll never be a snow day ever again. Like,
it's probably true. Like, I think gone are the days of, oh, sorry, you can't come in, so there's nothing to do. It's going to be, oh, sorry, you can't come in, I just uploaded a lecture for you. Make sure you all get the homework done, and we'll see you next week.
Which I'm so glad I'm done with school now.
Honestly, that gave me real mixed feelings about that. That hadn't really occurred to me yet even.
Because, for example, in Iowa, snow days were the best thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it was, school, and...
I can remember growing up checking the forecast, crossing your fingers. Oh, man. Is it going to be enough? Are they going to close?
Well, or the two-hour, late start, too. Because I remember watching, on the news and watching the bar go along the bottom. Two-hour late start, and then hoping that it changes to a no school.
It's like you're waiting the lottery. You wake up. Okay.
Yeah.
Go back to bed for a little bit and wake up and see what's going to happen.
And it's interesting. And two, because I was talking, with my mom, who's a teacher at the school district in Pella, and just how even though they still had school continuing, they couldn't require any of the coursework that she put out.
Right, because no one was prepared necessarily technologically to be equipped to, there's definitely tons of people out there that don't have... internet or reliable internet at home to be able to accomplish, type of stuff needed and required to complete coursework, especially at a K-12 sort of level. Right. And I can't even imagine being a kindergarten or first grade teacher.
Oh, I know.
Trying to make that mental switch to, okay, now I'm going to teach these highly active and distractible age groups and try to engage them through a, at best, a video course, and at worst, just putting out study guides and stuff like that. And
because even though, the teachers, I think, throughout this, I think people have seen the value of teachers and what they do just day in and day out. And so, just putting that factor of these students are most of the time, once the students put out the work that you can't require them to do. Most of them aren't going to do it. And granted, in talking with my mom and teachers and, if I was in high school and my younger brother who's in high school and he's just I don't like this class. I'm not going to do it because I have a passing grade already and there's no more grades that are given.
Right.
Besides the college classes, because those are different, but it's just if I was a high school student, I wouldn't do the coursework. There's no point.
Yeah.
At that point. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here because one of the friends or Shayna's PA classmate's husband is a teacher at Valley here in West Des Moines.
Okay.
And he was talking about what their thoughts and progress will be for in the fall because they want to go back to school. But it'll most likely be a hybrid, certain students will go to class on Monday and Wednesday, will go on Tuesday and Thursday.
Block scheduling and people split up to reduce.
But he was talking about no matter what way they do it, kids' education is going to be hindered in some way just because of the...
Even practically, okay, I'm only going to school 3 days when I used to go five. That's just less time in school. Even if there are out of school, options when you're supposed to, I imagine you'll be sent home with assignments and whatnot to do on those off days. But still, those are days you didn't get face to face with a teacher. So,
and even lower grades, six through, back to kindergarten, then it's more on the parents too, because most of their parents have full-time jobs most of the time. And so
a lot of developmental interaction and stuff that takes place in those earlier years of school where it's just learning how to human with other humans a little bit.
So it'll be interesting to see what 2021 ends up looking like in a bunch of various different aspects.
Be interesting for sure.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure what it'll look like, but...
I decided to stop trying to project what my expectations are for things anymore, but...
Yeah, since things change on a daily basis all the time now, but...
And speaking of changing, you'll probably notice some differences in the podcast here going forward a little bit too. I mean, we're kind of playing around with this whole live streaming stuff ourselves. So Josh and I have been kind of brainstorming, you know, what the podcast might look, sound like, and maybe look like in the future. We might get to that point where we have a look like. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Because we were talking too, because previously we had it set up that we would bring in a guest each episode.
So we tried to bring in a guest every episode, and that was kind of our main format. But
and that was, it was fun. It was hard though, because to set up a time for everyone to do that.
Yeah.
Which granted, and now it might be a little bit easier. However, I think our format going forward will mostly be Micah and I hosting the podcast and talking about our opinions on various subjects, ranging from what we watched on Netflix to what we thought of this new thing that came out, or you know, stuff along those lines, and talking about, you know, our relationships or just things that are more opinionated and geared towards us. And every now and then we'll definitely have people that'll come on, and we'll have a special episode for that. And
we're still reworking. We don't have a complete idea what this may sound like, so
yes,
you get to come along on this grand experiment with us.
Yeah, and we hope that if you are listening, that you enjoy it, and especially for this first one back, that if you listened this far, we thank you for listening this far into the podcast.
If you made it with us through an 8-month hiatus and are back with us on this episode, kudos to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially if you've not our wives.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if you're not Tabitha or Shayna and you're going to listen to this episode, then you deserve a prize.
Yeah. But, yeah, we just want to, you know, take some time out of a day just to give you some enjoyment and about a particular topic. And obviously, you're not always going to enjoy the topics that we pick, because Micah and I are two very different people and have very different opinions on things, and some things we agree on, and not everything you're going to agree on our opinions. But we're just here to give you some enjoyment and amusement throughout the
hopefully burn another hour for 45 minutes of your quarantine for you.
Mm-hmm. Not sure what next episode's going to be yet.
We're going to figure it out.
But we'll figure out, and hopefully we want to do it more on a scheduled basis.
We'll try to give you something you can actually plan your life around and not maybe just be sitting waiting for 8 months for an episode.
Yes. Be sure to... Oh, sorry, what were you going to say, Micah?
I was just going to say, we want to hear from kind of everybody else too. Like, if there's something they think we should talk about, absolutely send it our way. We've got our Instagram account, and you can shoot us a DM. Most of you actually probably have our numbers. You can just text us too, honestly.
Yes. We think it's been a good 8 months, and we're glad to be back. And
absolutely.
Look out for next episode as to what the what it'll be about. And
just wanted to mention, we are available now on pretty much every major platform. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Podcasts. And there's probably a couple others we're on right now, I think, as well. But
yes. So
for everybody that was whining about Apple Podcasts, you're welcome. We are an Apple Podcast now.
It took us long enough, but that's also on Apple's end, because they're very strict about who
gets
in their podcast.
That's true. They're very difficult to get on board with. I had to do a background check and a polygraph, and they had to find out about Josh's marriage. No, that was not true, but it was still difficult.
Anyway, thanks for joining us for this first podcast back from our 8-month hiatus. We hope you enjoyed listening to it, and look forward to seeing you next time on Josh and Micah Save the World.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.